Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Today, our guest is Dr. James Morgan, president of Strategy Dynamics Incorporated, and he's been a strategy consultant for 30 years. Jim is also core faculty at Capella University and chair of the doctoral programs in strategy and innovations. Welcome to Edgewise, Jim.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Pleasure to be here.
Jim, you wrote an article in AMA's quarterly journal, MWorld, entitled Strategy Execution, a Four-Step Process, in which you talked about making strategies and actually executing these. What is the current success rate when it comes to strategy execution?
One of the studies I used in the article was from Booz Allen. They had done a study in 2008 that was a global study of 1,000 companies in 50 countries, 125,000 profiles of different people from executive through first level ranks. One of their findings was 40% were the highest number they had that thought they were good in execution. 60% or greater felt they were poor in execution. And this is very reflective of our own consulting experiences and my own doctoral programs at Capella.
Jim, you did your own research on this topic. What were your findings?
Many of the companies I work with are a little bit smaller in scale, say 100 to 1,000 employee range. They all did business globally, predominantly based in the USA. And we took a sample of these style companies of 25 companies and said, well, how did they do from a period that covered two recessions and two success periods from the year 2000 through 2010? Our success rate there was 76% delivered on the strategic plans and direction that they promised. And when I talk about failure rate here, one of the keys was organizations are considered successful if they deliver on articulated strategic direction and plans. So failure in our eyes was when they did not deliver on what they promised to do over X period of time.
And what are some of the biggest obstacles to execution?
The particular one that stuck with us is what I would call poor alignment. When organizations try to execute on a strategy, often it crosses lines in organizational structure. Mm-hmm. So alignment is a box. Mm. People are running different portions of a box. So there's a big box for the whole organization, and then I may have a functional box that's running technology or a box that we're doing right now and doing a podcast. So when we set strategic direction for a business unit organization, have we helped people with guidelines that line up the box? What we found was these overall directions were never articulated well. And so they just didn't line up. People working hard didn't line up direction well.
What about communications within the organization?
I think this would not be news to anyone. But being able to communicate direction and cascade it down through the ranks was cornerstone for execution. And one of the keys there was not being trapped in trying to tell people the smallest level of details of what to do now, but communicating with strong guidelines the direction they should be taking.
Right. But how do you do that?
There's a relatively simple technique that organizations can practice. And this can be done both face-to-face and virtual environment, and that's what I call town hall meetings. A town hall meeting is a style where leaders take on the initiative on a recurring basis at least once a month.
Right.
You can have the big message shared virtually within an organization for a large group, but you need to break it down into groups that can be interactive. That number typically is going to be 30 people or less. You share the direction, but you have the courage to then ask people from your target audience to paraphrase back what they've heard. And be prepared to really listen. How well have you articulated the direction? Did they get it?
And how about the allocation of resources? How is that a problem?
The essence of the allocation of resources was no time made available. Strategic initiatives or strategic imperatives were the common way people did change in organizations. The resources were fallaciously allocated, meaning, hey, your team is going to deal with this project, take it on. So they would take that on, but it was in addition to all the other assignments that currently existed. So it's a fallacious assumption in resource loading that somehow you can just add these to your plate and not specifically take other things off. There still is just finite resources to go around.
And during the course of doing that project, other tasks might be added without consideration about whether the work would even get done.
Absolutely. Anyone that's opened their email first thing in the morning knows how their day can be disrupted. Just take this to a larger scale across the organization, and there are just unrealistic estimates of what can actually be accomplished.
All right. Now, you've also looked at what makes companies successful.
One of the most successful companies I've worked with is NetApp, based in the Silicon Valley in California.
Right.
One of the hallmarks of their execution success is their ability on a recurring basis at all levels to constantly look at the priorities so they keep their eye on the ball. Mm-hmm. This is what we promised to do. We will execute against these targets. And all the teams that we work with there that have followed that discipline, incredibly successful.
That's phenomenal.
But what are some of the principles? What's working well? We looked at a number of authors and research studies. When we compared them, a carefully articulated competitive strategy was the foundation. What's the destination? What's the vision? What is the competitive strategy? And then what are the carefully articulated strategic initiatives? And those are broken down into particular milestones.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about strategy measurement.
If we're taking a journey and we have a destination, we know we want to go to San Francisco. Along the way, though, there's going to be some key milestone markers.
Right.
Strategy measurement is breaking this apart so I have very carefully set up my milestone markers. When we take the initiatives, we milestone those out for 3 years. Then we break it up by quarter. And for the first year of it, it's very well articulated. So people know what is the progress against clearly measurable targets.
Jim, there's an awful lot of talk today about the need to motivate people by getting them engaged in the job. How does engagement play a role in strategy execution?
Part of it is when you break down initiatives, it's very common that it's going to be broken into bite-sized pieces mm-hmm. that can provide direction for people to do. And engagement is asking people, well, once we've set the direction and we have these major initiatives, and let's say initiatives dealing with a new business model design, or it could be a new product development or process improvement changes. Engagement is first provide the parameters, but where I get the engagement and commitment is I allow them to participate actively, not only in executing it, but in the design steps to execute.
Mm-hmm. I just have another question here. Can you share with us a case study of a company from the research that you've done?
One was CPP, and their biggest product is the Myers-Briggs type indicator. So very successful, privately held company based in California.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Hayes is the CEO, and Jeff is part of this process, and we work with Jeff and his company and his team for about 3.5 years. He started out by saying it was really daunting. The first steps out, formulating strategy, putting direction in place. But he was very strong in saying it was worth the discipline and the effort, because by spending the time, even in the depths of the recession, the strength was there. People knew what was going on. Everybody stayed very focused in executing their plan. A parallel during this period is Genome Sciences. That was a great new biotech company, and we needed to pull together a disparate set of organizations. We use this process and the execution discipline to bring them together. And the end result of that was they were able to sell the company for 55 times revenue to Becton Dickinson. So it was a high success story in execution.
We've been speaking to Dr. James Morgan, president of Strategy Dynamics. Jim, thanks for being with us on Edgewise today.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Join the American Management Association group on LinkedIn to share insights with hundreds of your management peers and to discuss practices in the areas of organizational management and leadership. To find us, simply search for the group American Management Association from your LinkedIn account. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.